This is WKAR Online. A lawmaker from the Upper Peninsula says every region in the state could benefit from a strong and vibrant Detroit. Republican State Senator Tom Casperson has become an unlikely advocate for a regional transit system in southeast Michigan that would connect Wayne, Macomb, Oakland, and Washtenaw counties. Casperson's district in the UP would not benefit directly from the transit system, but the UP could benefit long-term from newfound political ties to Detroit. The Michigan Public Radio Network's Laura Weber reports.
As last year's legislative session drew to a close, a handful of senators stood to make their remarks about the year that was 2011. But only one floor speech drew reverent silence.
Being a Michigander, there is a special place in my heart for Detroit.
That's State Senator Tom Casperson, a Republican from Escanaba, very far away from Detroit. Casperson told his colleagues about a trip he took to Detroit to see how effective the city's bus system is and what needs to be improved. He said the trip opened his eyes to the beauty and plight of Detroit and taught him something about his own district as well.
The Upper Peninsula has struggled, and I would hate to think that my downstate colleagues would turn their back on us, give us the cold shoulder, and make us face those difficulties alone. I am not going to turn my back on those below the bridge.
Tom's speech was so good that he made me sit down because I didn't want to end on a negative note.
That's Democratic State Senator Burt Johnson from Detroit. Johnson had planned to make a speech the same day as Casperson to denounce the Republican policies of 2011, but he decided to stay quiet. Johnson was Casperson's host on his trip to Detroit, and they rode the bus system together. Johnson says his working relationship with Casperson began with a simple conversation about transportation.
He said, well, what's it like to be on a bus in Detroit? And I said, well, why don't you come down? Let's try it out. And he did.
Senator Tom Casperson.
I could not believe how beautiful those buildings were and the history and everything that's there. And I walked away that day convinced that we're not doing ourselves any favors if we just keep talking about the bad things.
But the connection between lawmakers from Detroit and the UP goes back far before Casperson and Johnson's bus ride that day.
It's been a kind of a long-standing tradition in Michigan.
That's Bill Rustem, a key advisor to Governor Rick Snyder and a former advisor to Governor Bill Milliken in the 1970s. Rustem says the alliance between lawmakers from the UP and Detroit faded away because of term limits. But he says 40 years ago, lawmakers from the two regions bonded over shared hardships, declining population, withering coal and automotive industries, and increased urban and rural poverty.
The fact that these two geographic areas of Michigan were in a position of economic decline and trying to figure out how to make them both work and working together, they were able to accomplish some things that were very important to either Detroit or the Upper Peninsula.
Rustem says cooperation between the two regions centered around the then-chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, Dominic Jacobetti from the UP, and another member of the committee, Morris Hood Jr. from Detroit. Here's Hood's son, Morris Hood III.
When Mr. Jacobetti passed away, my dad was crying, and he told me that the UP was just like Detroit.
Morris Hood III followed in his dad's political footsteps and is now a state senator. He says his father and Jacobetti worked closely together for so long that they had an understanding with each other and about the needs of each other's communities.
Those are the type of things that we don't have anymore, and I think a lot of it is due to term limits because you don't really get to know someone.
Coincidentally, Morris Hood III's office at the state capitol is next door to that of Tom Casperson from the UP. They both say having offices next to each other has made their working relationships stronger and built up trust between them. In Casperson's office, the UP lawmaker sits at a wooden meeting table with a boldly stained inlay of the Upper Peninsula. He says after the day he spent in Detroit with Senator Burt Johnson, he invited Johnson to swap districts with him for 1 week. Casperson says, now that he has begun to see the unique beauty and needs of Detroit, he hopes Johnson will see the unique beauty and needs up north.
And the hope is that some of those walls will start dropping. And who knows, we might start agreeing on more things than we thought we could.
Senator Burt Johnson.
He's a Republican, I'm a Democrat. We don't agree on everything politically. But for some reason, he was able to sort of put aside political ideology and just say, look, I'd like to do something substantial to help Detroit, and maybe this regional transit conversation is the way to start.
Senator Casperson is the chair of the Senate Transportation Committee, and his bill to create a regional transit authority in southeast Michigan has Johnson's full endorsement and support. Both lawmakers say they hope to collaborate on more legislation in the future. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Laura Weber.